This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Roel Felipe Luna. Date of birth, July 24, 1969. Case ID number is 8201401. Date of exam, July 21, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated June 12, 2023, and a Harlingen VA clinic questionnaire and medical records from dated June 12, 2023. I didn't find information. This is a 53-year-old married male with three grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, sleep apnea, osteoarthritis / degenerative disc disease, with blastitis, migraine headaches, erectile dysfunction, and anxiety. The claimant is presently retired at this time with the military and is disabled with the military. He states he was in the and presently not working. He states he was in the Air Force for approximately 23 and a half years and worked in the oil fields for 1 year, as well as the Army Depot for 9 years. The claimant also spent another year working in the oil fields for another year. During the time that he did work, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife, and his wife is working at this time. Allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus, sleep apnea, osteoarthritis / degenerative disc disease and listhesis, migraine headaches, erectile dysfunction, and anxiety. History of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2019 he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, and a weight loss of 40 pounds. He denies any blurred vision. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, neuropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose 2 times per year and states that it's been fairly normal. His hemoglobin A1C is 6.6%, which is well controlled. He states his blood glucose levels come out between 110 to 120 milligrams / DL. At the present time, he's on no medications for his condition and is diet controlled. Allegation number two, shortness of breath. The claimant states that in 2010, he started to develop severe allergies as well as difficulty in breathing at night, secondary to a deviated septum, which was surgically corrected. The claimant states that he developed shortness of breath after walking 1 mile, climbing 3 flights of stairs, and with seasonal changes. He denies any history of smoking. The claimant has not been in the emergency room or hospitalized for this condition. His presently on a CPAP machine, but states he does not use it at this time, secondary to having to get up at night to go to the bathroom. There was a sleep study performed which indicated that he did have sleep apnea and needed the machine. He has had his deviated septum surgically corrected. He was diagnosed with sleep apnea, which is not being treated at this time, secondary to the claimant not wanting to use a CPAP machine. His condition appears to be stable. Allegation number three, osteoarthritis / degenerative disc disease. and history of listhesis, according to the claimant. The claimant states that in 2020, he was diagnosed with subluxation and lumbago. X-rays were performed to confirm this diagnosis. He denies any fractures, surgery, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb 3 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 50 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he's using at this time, and he's seeing a physician. And his physician at the Veterans Administration Hospital is Dr. Topol. He is presently taking cyclobenzaprine, hydrochloride, 10 milligrams QHS, ibuprofen, 400 milligrams PRN as needed for pain, which does appear to be controlling his pain. He states the only physical activity he does is chores in and outside of the house. Allegation number 4, migraine headaches. The claimant states that in 2021, he was diagnosed with migraine headaches. He denies having tension, comma, brain tumors, comma, or trauma to his head. He does have a borderline high blood pressure reading of 150 over 97 mmHg. He states the character of the pain is a dull pain located in the occipital and center area of his brain, which sometimes can last for 1 hour. He states he has the headaches 5 times per week. The claimant states that he suffers from photophobia, comma, paresthesias, comma, scalp tenderness, comma, and vertigo. He denies any nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, or poor vision. He was diagnosed by his physician as having migraine headaches and was given sumatriptan nasal spray, 20 milligrams. PRN is needed for headaches, which he states does work. The claimant had a CT scan performed, which was normal except for chronic mild sphenoid sinusitis, which has been treated with surgery and medication. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Number 5, erectile dysfunction. The claimant states that in 2022, he was having tiredness, low libido, and difficulty with erectile dysfunction. No surgeries have been performed. And he states he was given testosterone injections, 2 shots per month for 4 months, which has helped him recover from his symptoms. He has had good results, and no other surgeries or medications have been given. He was diagnosed with erectile dysfunction secondary to hypotestosterone levels. Allegation number 6, anxiety. The claimant states that in 2019, he started to develop severe anxiety secondary to having multiple family members die of COVID-19. He states he suffered from decreased concentration, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased motivation, comma, decreased appetite, comma, nervousness, comma, and memory loss. He denies any suicidal attempts or ideation and states that his appetite at one time was decreased because of this condition. He also states that his family was going through financial problems, but his wife is working now and that they appear to be financially more secure. Family history. Not important at this time. Medications. Omeprazole 20 milligrams QD, cyclobenzaprine hydrochloride 10 milligrams QHS, ibuprofen 400 milligrams PRN is needed, fluticasone nasal spray 50 micrograms QD, cetirizine 10 milligrams QD, atorvastatin calcium 40 milligrams QD, sumatriptan nasal spray 20 milligrams QD, PRN is needed for headaches. Azelastine hydrochloride 0.1% BID. Medical problems. Diverticulitis, comma, erectile dysfunction, comma, anxiety, comma, deviated septum, comma, sinusitis, comma, osteoarthritis / degenerative disc disease, comma, subluxation of the lumbar sacral spine area, comma, plantar fasciitis, comma, migraine headaches, comma, testicular hypofunction, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, major surgeries, sinus stents placed in January 2023 with a renoplasty performed. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant drinks 3 to 6 beers per week for 30 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. He did use marijuana when he was a teenager in 1980. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 224 pounds, height 5 feet 11 inches, BP 150 over 97 mmHg, second reading was 151 over 81 mmHg, heart rate 94 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 31, general. This is a 53-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian. He presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/20. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. The claimant does have bifocals that he uses, but does not appear to need them at this time. Could you please drop down to the last sentence after neurological on the last page? X-rays in the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Probable diagnoses, diabetes mellitus, non-insulin dependent, dash, diet controlled at this time. Last hemoglobin A1C was 6.6%, which is well controlled. Number two, sleep apnea. The claimant has been fitted for a CPAP machine and his sleep study exam was positive. However, he has had his deviated septum corrected and no longer uses a CPAP machine at night. Number three, osteoarthritis / degenerative disc disease / subluxation of the lumbar sacral spine, normal physical exam. Number four, migraine headaches - being treated at this time appears to be fairly stable. It may be coming also from the claimant having borderline high hypertension. Number five, erectile dysfunction. Has been treated at this time. The claimant appears to be functioning well with his testosterone shots. Number six, anxiety, secondary to financial problems and COVID-19 anxiety. The claimant is not being treated at this time and appears to be doing fairly well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Roel Felipe Luna.